Welcome to today's edition of the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. In addition to feature reports, I'll bring you a look at regional and national agricultural news. And the show starts with a look at California agricultural news.
Early registration for the 2024 Crop Consultant Conference, hosted by Progressive Crop Consultant Magazine and Western Region Certified Crop Advisors, is now open. The popular event for certified crop advisors, pest control advisors, grower applicators, and industry professionals is the mainstay for all continuing education needs this year and will take place on September 25th and 26th at the Visalia Convention Center. Visit myaglife.com/events for the early discounted rate of $275 per person, which includes the live conference, a trade show with 70 plus exhibits, first class dining, entertainment, and a mixer. We'll see you there.
California Citrus Mutual will host the 2024 Citrus Showcase on Thursday, March 14th at the Visalia Convention Center in Visalia, California. The event will feature informational workshops and continuing education unit-approved courses, a trade show, and an industry luncheon with keynote speaker, California Department of Food and Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross. They are extremely pleased to have a speaker of Secretary Ross's caliber for this year's Citrus Showcase, according to CCM President and CEO Casey Creamer. He says Ross will provide a unique perspective on the state of California agriculture and its perception in Sacramento. The Citrus Showcase will also offer a number of continuing education courses, including perspectives on California citrus IPM, the superiority of basilic acid materials, what they know about lemon pitting, regulatory perspective on HLB and fruit fly, pest management updates from the CRB Core IPM program, and personal protection equipment. Other speakers and presentation of note include a citrus market analysis with Rabobank Vice President and Senior Analyst David Magna, a conversation with CCM leadership, including Chairman Jared Plumley and several committee chairs, and a presentation on management versus leadership with Abby Taylor Silva, Executive Vice President of the California Agricultural Leadership Foundation. CCM is hosting Citrus Showcase in partnership with JCS Marketing. The partnership will allow CCM to give the industry a higher level of content and deliver an expanded agenda to educate the citrus industry on critical topics that will help growers make informed business decisions. The Citrus Showcase is open to the public and free to attend, other than the industry luncheon, which requires advance registration. CCM invites growers and allied agricultural industry members to join them in a day of education, networking, and industry camaraderie. For more information and to register, go to myaglife.com/events-citrus-mutual. Again, the California Citrus Mutual 2024 Citrus Showcase will be on March 14th, and it will take place at the Visalia Convention Center. Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed state budget for 2024 to 2025 includes significant cuts that threaten the livelihoods of CalFresh recipients and the future of numerous farmers markets across the state. The budget outlines a drastic reduction of $33.2 million from the Market Match Program's $35 million funding, jeopardizing a vital initiative that has supported low-income families and local agriculture since 2017. Market Match has been instrumental in doubling the purchasing power of over 500,000 CalFresh recipients at participating farmers markets, fostering healthier eating habits and bolstering local economies. This potential cut not only undermines food access for individuals earning less than $18,954 annually, but also disrupts the economic stability of local farmers who have benefited from the increased spending at their stalls. As budget negotiations progress, a coalition of stakeholders, including policymakers, agricultural producers, and food policy advocates, is mobilizing to safeguard Market Match. Farmers in places like Fresno, Kern, Monterey, Colusa, and Tulare counties could be hit the hardest. The decision, expected by June, will have far-reaching implications for California's agricultural landscape and its efforts to combat food insecurity among its most vulnerable populations. The World Apple and Pear Association has elected Jeff Correa as Director of International Marketing at Pear Bureau Northwest as Chairman of the Association during their recent annual meeting. He says he's honored to be selected as the next Chairman of the World Apple and Pear Association and looks forward to working with the WAPA staff and members to continue the global collaboration work that the organization has been achieving over the past 20 years. Kevin Moffitt, president and CEO of Pear Bureau Northwest, says the Pear Bureau has been active in the World Apple and Pear Association from its inception in 2001, helping to shape and develop WAPA into the go-to resource for pear forecasts and statistics, as well as leading initiatives important to apple and pear producers worldwide. The California organic citrus season is in peak volume with many different varieties and promotional opportunities available for retailers. It's a good time for organic citrus, according to Bianca Caprilian, owner and CEO of Fruit World Company in Reedley. She says there's an abundance of it right now. Caprilian did note that though persistent rain in California over the last month or so has kept the harvest crews out of the fields periodically in 2024, the fruit is there waiting to be picked, promoted, and sold. She said they are continually having to wait for the fields to dry out, but those are the normal challenges they face this time of the year. And she adds that there has been no measurable damage to the trees nor the fruit from the series of atmospheric rivers that have drenched the Golden State. Going down the list of organic citrus Fruit World is featuring, she said mandarins, lemons, and navels offer the best promotional options. Looking down the road a bit, Caprilian expects that the Valencia orange crop will have better yields per acre, but she believes there are fewer acres this year as some growers have transitioned. The mandarin crop is lighter than in a typical year, but sales have slowed down in quarter one, which has allowed the season to get drawn out, she said. Caprilian reasoned that food inflation at the grocery store has created a softer market across the board for organic fruits, for organic citrus, which is typically higher priced than other organic fruit options, but she reiterated that there are promotional opportunities available nonetheless. Fruit World will have an excellent supply of organic mandarins through mid-April. She noted that organic lemons may well be the best promotional option for retailers currently as the crop is picking at one size larger than last year. With 95th size fruit and peak supply, Fruit World offers organic lemons on a year-round basis, and Caprilian noted that the current supply size situation is as good as it gets. Navels and Caracara oranges are two more opportunities for promotion. She says they are seeing a high percentage of choice grade fruit, which means that is the best opportunity for aggressive pricing. Looking down the road a bit, Caprilian expects Valencia oranges to have better yields per acre, but she believes there are fewer acres this year as some growers have transitioned to higher value crops in recent years and pulled some of their Valencia trees. Harvest gaps April through May could be ahead on some vegetable commodities given the recent rains that California has experienced. They've had a couple of pretty good storms with some decent rainfall. However, the ground has stayed wet for so long now they'll probably see some spring planting gaps, according to Russ Wiederberg of Valley Produce. He notes the ground has been so wet that farm equipment can't get into fields, so there's a lot of idle ground that is just staying there wet and they can't get it planted, he says, noting that the Oxnard-Santa Maria area hasn't seen tractor equipment in the ground for the last 4 weeks. While the gaps can close once product is planted, either by doubling up plantings or pushing a crop back a bit with fertilizer and other techniques, that comes with a risk of the product's quality being compromised. As he says, when it's 2 or 3 weeks a gap, you can do that, but when it's 4 to 6 weeks, there could be some adverse effects. In terms of affected commodities, celery is one. Wiederberg says with celery, the first month of growing is in the nurseries with transplants. However, once those get full, they can't do any more, so they'll run into issues. He also notes that other items that may run into gaps would be cabbages, leafy greens, and bunched items such as spinach and cilantro. Meanwhile, broccoli in California saw plantings earlier in the season in January before the rains. He says, so you might see them start okay. Those are 90 to 100 day crops, but then they'll have a gap after they harvest for 3 or 4 weeks. In turn, with gaps potentially ahead, markets could strengthen on these items. Watson, California-based Driscoll's is part of a consortium that says it has purchased the Costa Group, a leading Australian grower, packer, and marketer of fresh fruit and vegetables. It was founded in the 1800s by the Costa family, and it's located in Geelong, Victoria, Australia. Costa has a portfolio of premium, fresh, quality produce, including the growing, marketing, and supply of blueberries, glasshouse tomatoes, citrus, avocados, mushrooms, and table grapes, according to a press release. Its production and grower network spans every state of Australia, China, Morocco, and South Africa, while Costa products are sold around the world, including countries throughout Europe, Asia, and North America. Costa is recognized as an industry leader in the development of genetics and new plant varieties, especially blueberries, according to a news release, adding that the company launched a record 4 new blueberry varieties in 2023 with a strong forward pipeline of products to fuel future growth. Driscoll says the new ownership arrangement is a logical progression in its relationship with Costa, which began in 2010. The two companies equally own a joint venture in Australia, which is now a leading marketer of blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and blackberries in the country. Driscoll says it also has an expansion program in the Americas using Costa blueberry varieties. In 2016, the companies formalized a joint venture that oversaw the two companies starting a berry production company in China. Driscoll says it will be working with Costa on specific projects to grow the global berry business and that their existing arrangements in China, Australia, and the Americas will continue unaffected. Driscoll's is part of a North American-based consortium that is led by Payne Schwartz Partners and also includes British Columbia Investment Management Group. Over the past two decades, Payne Schwartz Partners has invested $5.7 billion in agriculture and the food supply chain, which includes a prior equity stake in Costa, according to the release. The other investments include companies that grow premium fresh produce such as Monterey mushrooms, as well as ag tech companies such as AgroFresh.
More and more opportunities are arising for California walnuts overseas, especially in India and the Middle East. California Walnut Board, including CEO Robert Verloop and other California ag representatives, were in India and the Middle East in February to assess markets. In India, a new ag trade association has been established, which Verloop said was essentially in response to a strong interest to have a more concise and deliberate voice in trade activities and duties. It represents a new opportunity for California walnuts.
To be able to, as an industry, speak with one voice in India is critically important to moving forward on some of the things that we see as challenges, and specifically duties and tariffs. There's a certain element of that that needs to be taken care of internally within India. We highly support this new organization. We think that it helps elevate the importance of tree nuts and dried fruits in general. And clearly, with well over 3,500 people attending, I did not hear the final number of booths, but I think it exceeded 185. Considering it was put together in a relatively short time, very well attended, a good strong buzz in the market as well. And as a result, we had, I think it's 13 or 14 handlers from California who participated. Some of them had their own booths. Some of them were walking the show. And it really showed the commitment that the California industry growers and handlers, processors have made to the Indian market, and understanding that, with some improvements recently over the last 6 months in removing the 20% retaliatory tariff, but then hopefully stabilizing some of the other duties and tariff rules and regulations, that we can really start to see a growth in the marketplace. We, as California, suffered last year because of the quality due to the heat wave. But as we start to see our sales from this year, they've been robust. They certainly have. The Indian market has responded well to the quality, light color, and great taste, good shelf life. We're seeing that there's a good response both at the consumer level and then also with our retail and confectionery partners. So all of our walnuts are now well ensconced into the industry. Of course, we're not far away from product coming in from Chile within the next couple of months. In June, July, you'll start to see that. So we still have a window of opportunity, and the Indian importers are taking advantage of our exceptional quality. And again, this was all highlighted at this conference. The fact that we had 13 or 14 handlers there re-emphasized our commitment to the Indian market. So it was all in all a very good opportunity for us to reestablish ourselves there. And sales have been robust. I've talked to a lot of the folks that were there, and they've seen a response from the market. We've seen a firming on the price. Certainly more volume is moving that direction. So we're very pleased with that turn of events.
Verloop and the board also got a chance to go to the Gulf Food Show, a large agribusiness conference in the Middle East that brought together even more countries with markets open to walnuts. The board met with walnuts' key importers in the region, as well as potential importers.
We met some amazing importers who really value the California walnut, both from trade relations, past and current. They trust our product. They like our food safety standards. They like the way that we treat the walnuts. They feel that there's a lot of shelf life when they receive it, so they can move through their distribution chains. And despite the fact that obviously that there's a lot of tension in the Middle East right now, the California name and quality reputation is very strong. And so we had a lot of retailers that are doing a great job in promoting California walnuts in large displays. We worked very closely with many of them to talk about package sizes and what is the appropriate pack size. And it varies on the retailer and the audience that they're going after. I've lived in the Middle East, and so I was prepared for a lot, and was very, very pleased and surprised with the sophistication of the supermarkets, the retailers, even the convenience stores. They're at the same level as what we see in the United States and Northern Europe or in Europe, but to see this in a in an area that really is going through some major investments in infrastructure, and how the consumers are responding to that was really gratifying. And so we think that the Middle East and North Africa are major areas for development and growth. We've already seen that over the last couple of years. And when you couple that with the programs that are being funded through RAP, which is the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program that Secretary Vilsack announced several months ago, and we put our application in for that, we're very bullish on Southeast Asia, the Indo-Pacific economic framework area, the Middle East, India, Turkey, and then really the entire Mediterranean area. We've had longstanding MAP programs in some of those others. We have eight new markets that we're exploring. And when you add all that together, I'm very optimistic in the long run that we can develop more consumers that value the California quality, the selection, obviously the flavor and the condition of our walnuts. So long term, seeing some real opportunities.
You're listening to My Ag Life. I'm Taylor Charlstrom.
Sponsored by the California Walnut Board and Commission, supporting the industry with on-farm innovation through production research, advocacy for government programs, and driving consumer demand. Doing more together.
For the seventh year, the dairy community is working together to raise funds to support educational programs across the country. Dairies Foundation has launched the annual Plant a Seed, Inspire a Dream campaign that will run now through April 1st. Dairies Foundation, formerly known as Professional Dairy Producers Foundation, is the only public held national foundation supporting dairy education and initiatives across the entire dairy industry food chain. It provides financial support for programs that nurture the next generation of dairy leaders, develop the skills of current dairy producers, and strengthen a bond of trust between consumers and producers. The 2024 campaign goal is $75,000. Every dollar donated multiplies thanks to matching funds from Dairies Foundation partners at CP Feeds, North Star Elevator. The 2024 campaign goal is $75,000. For more than 20 years, Dairies Foundation has been focused on raising funds and awarding grants to support educational and sustainability initiatives for the dairy industry and those impacted by it. It was originally founded in 2022 as the charitable arm of the Professional Dairy Producers and has supported hundreds of programs and thousands of dairy producers since its formation. As the industry has evolved, so has Dairies Foundation. A new logo and branding introduced in 2024 more clearly communicates the foundation's commitment to supporting programs across the country and shows the importance of lifelong learning with care for animals, people, and natural resources at its center. That according to the foundation. Last year was a record-setting year for USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. In with more is Gary Crawford, USDA Ag News reporter.
This has been the best year that our agency has had, and we've had some good years.
Terry Cosby heads up the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. He's describing the record-breaking amount of conservation work his agency did during the 2023 fiscal year, which ended September 30th.
We supported close to 45,000 conservation contracts, totaling over about $2.8 billion in financial assistance. Our folks are dedicated. They stepped up. They got the job done. And then we finished the year at about 99.8% completed. I know there was a lot of folks that didn't think we could do it, but we stood up to the task and we got it done.
The task will be even bigger this year. Funding for conservation will rise from $2.8 billion last year to about $5 billion this year. So this time next year, Terry Cosby will likely once again say to me,
"It was just the best year of this agency."
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Biodegradable materials will be the biggest produce packaging trend during the next 3 years, according to a poll of produce professionals on LinkedIn. A survey of industry professionals at the LinkedIn Fresh Produce Industry Discussion Group asked what is the biggest produce packaging trend for the next 3 years. With 96 votes for the four options listed, the results were biodegradable packaging, plant-based and compostable materials that break down over time at 40%, recycled content packaging, which is post-consumer recycled content like recycled cardboard, at 16%, reduced packaging, which is reduced material packaging in thinner formats at 25%, and reusable packaging like plastic containers and crates that can be reused at 20%. Because the poll format only permitted four options, some other trends that could have been listed as emerging trends were omitted from the poll. Those include smart labels to communicate freshness, active intelligent packaging, which incorporates agents into packaging that extend the shelf life, and supply chain tracking through blockchain, radio frequency identification, and other technology solutions. The USDA held its inaugural National Equity Summit to celebrate the work of USDA's Equity Commission and release a report called A New Path Forward. The report provides an overview of the implementation of the recommendations contained in the Equity Commission's interim report. USDA has worked to take significant and meaningful actions to address issues still being felt as a result of a system that hasn't been equitable for generations and ensures the promise of America can be achieved for every community across the country. That according to USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. Deputy Secretary Soshil Torres-Small says it's never easy to look at mistakes head-on and recognize where the agency has missed the mark. Since its launch in February of 2022, the Equity Commission served as a key pillar of the department's efforts to advance equity. The commission's report includes 66 recommendations to support institutional change at USDA within multiple areas.
JCS Marketing is your number one way to connect with the ag industry. Through print magazines, digital media, podcast, and live and virtual events, JCS Marketing has the reach to inform, educate, and influence growers in the Western United States.
Everywhere you go, you see West Coast Nut Magazine on every one of my customers' tables. So that tells you everything. It's there, so they're reading it.
Our My Ag Life platform includes podcast interviews and digital articles for busy professionals on the go. Our live events, continuing education webinars, and virtual conferences help growers connect with leading researchers and industry leaders. Let JCS Marketing help you connect.
That will wrap up today's show. You've been listening to the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm Lori Boyer. From all of us here at the JCS Marketing team, thank you for listening.